You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You know, Joe, there's two forms of There's the watch us embarrass ourselves, which was the most used of yoo-hoo-hoo. But that game yesterday,
Saturday,
was you had the full spectrum of yoo-hoo-hoos.
Well,
you had the first
of
half. I would have had three calls from Augie in the first half and six calls in the second half. That was the all-time yoo-hoo-hoo event in the history of Minnesota sports.
Really
explain
was.
It to me.
I can't. I look and I look and I think about it and I don't understand it. They're the strangest, most entertaining team I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, you said that to me on a tweet and I got a text and I agree with you. Here's the thing. I'm not a big Viking guy. I've met them. You know,
I know what they're like.
Everybody, yes, me too. Everybody who tells me I love the Vikings, I say, that's because you've never met them.
You never covered them.
That's right. You never did. Even with Bud coached. I love Bud, but Bud was grumpy and he was a dictator. And, yeah, they're just not charming and, you know.
Not fun.
And this team, the first three, four times I was around Cousins, I couldn't stand him. I didn't like him when he was arrogant, and then I hated him worse when he tried not to be arrogant. I couldn't take him.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, Zim, I didn't mind Zim. He was crusty. I like Zim, but not love by Zim. And then I had the, what was the word that I had a little trouble with?
Ophthalmologist,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, I was trying to spell that the other day, too. It took about 10 minutes. I kept looking it up. But
is it the number of amateur ophthalmologists?
Jim had so much fun with that. It was unbelievable. My low moment there. But these guys, it's impossible not to be I don't know if I want to say on board, but just blown away by what you've been watching.
It's impossible not to like.
Yes, it's a lot. It's charming.
Yep.
Joe, they are 11-3, and they have outscored their opponents by 2 points.
Yep.
351 to 349. Saturday, people were paying $250 to sit there and watch that first half, and they booed their lungs out.
Right.
And now if they live 25 more years, they'll be talking about having been at that game.
Right.
You know?
What do you think happened at halftime?
Well, but they came out and punted right away. They went 3-and-out right away.
Yeah.
I don't think anything happened at halftime. I think they stopped them once. They got the ball back and they scored a touchdown, said, okay. And then they scored another one and said, wait a minute here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these guys aren't very good.
I overheard Patrick Peterson, one of the captains on the defense, at halftime said, guys, we only need 5 touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And meant it. And it wasn't a joke, but he apparently said that to the...
Yeah, Cousins thought he was being cynical.
Right.
And Peterson, no, I'm not. They're not going to score again. We need 5 touchdowns.
And they only scored, what, 3 points?
Yeah, one field goal.
3 points, one field goal after that. And they settled. What's amazing, Joe, is it was 33-0 at halftime and could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Oh, it should have been worse.
Because they were down inside the – what? How many times did they kick field goals inside the five?
Well, their first drive was a field goal.
Yeah, and down to the – another time they were at the one.
Well, but they turned it over. They went for it two times in a row at their own 30, and the Colts got the ball right there.
Yeah.
In the first half.
But the – but they were inside the five twice and settled for field goals, right?
Yep.
I mean, it could have been 45-0 at halftime. And then it's here.
Jefferson strikes me as a likable kid.
He's okay. Yeah, he's okay. I haven't had much to do with him, but he's a straight shooter. He's not. He does the dance, but that's fine. He's not some crazy.
Every kid in Minnesota's doing that dance.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. He's not some crazed prima donna, though. No. You know, like so many receivers are. And I mean, Stephen Gilmore gave him a hard time. Stephen Gilmore is one of the best defensive backs there is. Gave him a hard time the first half, but you know, then he ends up making the plays. It's unbelievable.
And I'm tired of people saying, well, but they're still going to lose the first playoff game.
No, they aren't.
Well, now I'm thinking, why would you even say that? You've seen them beat Buffalo. Mm-hmm. You've seen them beat Indianapolis in ways that you can't possibly imagine.
Okay.
Now you don't say they're going to lose the first playoff game.
Well, here's the other thing. I have been of they have used up all their luck until the Buffalo game. I was saying, okay, they used up all their luck, right?
Yep.
And then they beat Buffalo. And then Dallas beat them bloody, right?
Yep.
Then Dallas beat them bloody. And then they come back against this New England defense that's great, pretty damn great. And they had them running around like clowns the whole game, and they won that game. And then they come back. I've decided that their good fortune is endless right now. Yeah. This is going to be one of those years when you just have it. You just have it. You can. They can win. They can go to the Super Bowl. They can win the Super Bowl.
They could do anything.
They could do anything. Yes, but there's no anyone after yesterday who thinks they know what's going to happen is crazy.
You can't.
No, I mean, here's what I've been saying. This here's what a weekend it was in the NFL, which I hate.
Did you see the New England ending?
I was just going to say,
jeez,
the greatest comeback in NFL history. Isn't the greatest finish of the weekend?
No, nope.
Because you have this moron, Jacoby Myers. What was he thinking?
Well, it just amazing.
I was saying that one of those, WTFs. What do we call those things that we use on
emojis?
No. The
acronym.
Acronyms.
Okay.
But what was Jacoby thinking? Should become a WWJT. Sure, yeah. Should become like
the sign of ultimate stupidity.
Perennial. Yeah. Perennial. What was he thinking?
Did anybody ever talk to him?
He was asked about it after the game.
He took responsibility.
Yep, he did. He took responsibility. Because I believe the question was phrased, really, were you surprised when the ball was pitched to you to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, not really, but I screwed up and I shouldn't have thrown it back or whatever.
But he didn't tell us why he did so.
No,
he did not tell us. That's what I want to know. Why? Once Mac Jones got the ball 15 yards behind the line of scrimmage, did he feel that he could throw it then back down the field?
I'm sure that's what he was thinking.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
You cannot be you cannot be 15 yards over the line of scrimmage and then get it back to the quarterback and have him throw another pass. It doesn't work that way, Jacoby.
Even Belichick talked about it, and he wasn't crazy. I think he was in a state of shock.
You got to know that he's the most.
That was situational football, and we're not. We had a little mistake.
Yeah. That's the other amazing thing about it, is he did this with the greatest coach in NFL history standing 10 feet away from him.
Yeah.
Saying, "Ah!" Unbelievable. I looked it up. I've just done an outside chance where he might be from.
Who?
Jacoby.
Yeah.
Georgia boy.
Oh, yeah.
Georgia guy.
Yep.
I suggested that in the future, he could be the GOP nominee for Senate in the state of Georgia. He could be 20 years from now.
Right.
Jacoby could be running for the Senate. Huh?
He played for Georgia?
No, played for NC State, but he's a Georgia kid. Yeah. So
he's just looking for an angle.
I did look.
I looked it up.
I had that thought, and I said, I wonder if he can't be
from
Georgia.
How much of this fortune are you willing to assign to O'Connell's demeanor? He strikes me as whatever it is, he seems to get it.
I would like to know what he told them at halftime.
I do, too. Yeah. I really want to know.
If he said, hey, come on out, get a score, and a miracle could happen.
Or did he say, every one of you is going to lose your job?
No, he wouldn't be that kind of guy.
I don't know what he would have said.
You know, Zim would have had a heart attack, so Zim would have flipped out. But I think that, I'd say they've had an attitude adjustment. There's no doubt about it. But now, here's the other thing. Good things happened right away. So he hasn't really been tested too much. Now, they did take two ass-kicking. No, I'm saying there hasn't been that much disappointment to swallow for the players. But, 33-0, you got to know. You'd like to know what's the mood, what's the mood?
39 points in the second half.
Yes.
It wasn't from the official Colts Twitter account, but it was from a very popular Colts fan, I'm guessing, who has the Colts logo as his screen. Mm-hmm. And it just says, well, at least we still covered.
Yes,
because the Vikings were
five and a half.
You surmised this could cost Saturday maybe a chance.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be back. I don't think he'll be back. I don't know if he wanted to be back, but
he did. He did want to be back.
He did want to be back.
Yeah, he ain't now.
No.
I had several people in attendance saying that not a lot of people left, and his theory was, well, it's a Saturday, not a Sunday. So, still a lot of people.
Whose theory?
My buddy that was at the game.
Oh.
And he said that a lot of fans actually did stick around for the second half.
And they said downtown Minneapolis after the game was lively.
Oh, I bet it was.
And not because of young ruffians either. They were just, they swarmed everything they could
get whatever was open was populated.
You know who's going to be the topic of a great story 25 years from now? It'll require a gay Talese to go find him and do a long, wonderful piece. Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
he was on the Super Bowl team.
Yes,
lost
the biggest lead
biggest
ever.
Comeback ever. Now this is the biggest comeback ever in the regular season.
Yeah, Matty Ice my ass.
Yeah.
Well, what I couldn't understand, because that's a game I left early, the one that they came back, or that the Patriots came back against the Falcons.
Yep.
And this happened in the same thing of the second half of that game as it did Saturday. Why are they still throwing the ball? You are up all you need to do is run out the clock. Mm-hmm. And they're still throwing incomplete passes everywhere. That's what kept the Vikings in the game.
Yes. And here's the other thing. I know, it's only a yard. They only had a yard to gain. This McLaughlin, he made a 52-yarder.
Mm-hmm.
He's made a bunch of 50s. I looked it up. His longest, when you look at his bio, his longest for virtually every game is 50 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Let him kick a 53-yard field goal and win the game.
And it's over.
Instead of having him sneak.
Yeah.
Matty ain't what he used to be. Plus, you haven't moved. They were on the goal line twice, and they couldn't move them to run through them. That they'd run the guy, and he'd lose yardage. Now, if they had Jonathan Taylor, then
might have been a different story.
Have the ball.
It could have been a lot easier, too, except the refs blew that call, something fierce. Well,
the one touchdown. Yeah, that's what's amazing is they made this comeback. But here's the other thing. Cousins had, I believe, 42 yards at halftime.
Yeah.
And he ended up with 460. They gave up. I wonder if that's the most yards ever given up after halftime. Now, they had the overtime to get some of those yards, too. But 460, he had over 400 yards after halftime.
That's something.
And the first series of the second half, he had none. So, however many possessions.
Now, they got the Giants Christmas Eve day.
Christmas Eve day. The Giants had to play last night, yep. So we have the advantage time-wise, time and recovery, and the Giants aren't very good. Yeah. My prediction, here's what I'm hoping. They beat the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Then they beat the Packers, mm-hmm. but they beat them each by like a touchdown or 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go to Chicago, don't play anybody because they'll be locked into second, and they get their ass kicked.
By the
and
Bears.
Therefore, we have our first World Series, the only team, World Series champion, first World Series champion, the only team in baseball history to be outscored in the regular season and win the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings, our first World Series champion, mm-hmm. can have that distinction
if
when
Chicago
it comes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
they'd have to, you know, they'd have to get there, and they because let's say they win each of their, they could get up to 17 or 18 plus, right? Instead of from two, if they win the next two.
I did not know that about the 87 Twins, that they had a negative run differential.
Yes, they had a negative run differential.
I did not know that.
There's all kinds of unbelievable stats about the Twins.
Did it have to do with their, wasn't it their last four or five?
Six. They lost their last five. Yeah.
Last five, okay.
But I don't know how badly they got outscored. They were not exactly a juggernaut.
No, no.
29-52 on the road.
But what do the Vikes have to do to have home field?
They need the Eagles to lose three.
That is not going to
happen. Eagles got to lose all of them.
Yep.
Because they got the Eagles got the tie.
So
Eagles
being a division winner has nothing to do with home field advantage.
Well, the Eagles are a division winner. The Eagles are, yes, it has a lot to do because the fourth seed is going to be Tampa, and they're going to finish 7-10. And win the division and get a home game against the five seed. Because you get
the. So at the end of the day, who would the Vikes play?
Right now, they would play Washington.
Here?
But there's a very good chance Washington will lose again. Mm-hmm. And the plucky Lions mm-hmm. will be coming in here for game three. And I don't want any part of the Lions.
Nope.
They are plucky.
They are.
They are feisty. That was a great win for them yesterday out of. You know, they want it with defense. They've been moving the ball. That'd be fun to play them a third time.
Yes,
they've outplayed the Vikings twice,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, they have.
But I would not dare to make a bet on the outcome.
Oh no, I would
not after
I
what
bet
I've
on
seen.
The Lions.
You guys didn't have the experience I did taking in the game on Saturday.
You went.
Nope.
I
was driving back home and got to listen to all of it. On the radio,
and
that'll give me a migraine.
Did Paul's mood change?
Paul was very excited to begin with, as you would imagine. Paul was dang near suicidal towards halftime.
Was he pouting?
Very much so.
Yeah.
And then he was euphoric.
Yes.
I bet he went nuts.
The game. It was pretty entertaining.
I was in the car, and I managed to find Westwood on satellite, so I was listening to that. But it was, as it was getting worse, I thought, I got home, so I watched. But I said, I should drive around and turn on Paul. Because I love it when Paul is miserable.
Right.
Because he's a kid. He's 12. He does games like he's year old, like Will would be
right.
doing. You know, he's like Will attitude-wise. He's just a baby. He's a non-professional. And
Sad
you know,
Paul is a hoot.
Sad Paul. I love Sad Paul. But Happy Paul would have been too much for me to take. I would imagine he's all over the national airwaves screaming with joy.
It was funny, though, because...
Although he probably got preempted by the guy trying to explain the Jacoby Myers
right.
play.
The NFL Network reran the game. In condensed version, right? Mm-hmm. So you're watching just short drives and there's not much in between plays. Yeah. And I'm watching it, looking at the clock. There was 19 minutes left in the game, and they were still down by 19 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought, there's no way they can do this. And it happened.
Yeah, well, it was...
That's why you watch games.
That's right.
It's NFL, man. They, you know, I think at one point in the... I was watching the Raiders game, Patriots in fourth quarter, and the guy doing the game said, Nine, counting the late games, at what the score is now, 9 of the 10 games today are one-score games.
Wow.
Which is what the magic of the league is. Yes, somehow, it is. Joe, Houston is 1-11-1 or mm-hmm. something, 1-12-1, Lovey's team. Last week, they damn near beat Dallas. Mm-hmm. Dallas needed a miracle. Yesterday, they damn near beat the Chiefs.
Took the Chiefs to overtime.
Yeah, they took the Chiefs to overtime. Everybody's the same.
If Green Bay wins tonight, are they getting closer to the playoffs?
They're not making the playoffs.
They're not going to make it, but they haven't officially been eliminated
yet. They haven't
yet.
Officially. But the sadism of the NFL, and you for that matter, will be on full display tonight.
Should be 10.
Let's have a Monday night at Lambeau when we can have numerous people freeze to death, although you could get a ticket tonight at Lambeau for about $2, I would think.
Yes.
When they're bad, they're just like every other place when they're bad. They don't show up. But yeah, tonight it'll who are they playing?
They're hosting the Los Angeles Rams and Baker Mayfield.
One of the great flops of the season.
Oh, isn't
that something? If the Rams lose, they tie the Broncos with the worst or the most amount of losses from a defending champion.
So if the Packers lose tonight, will they have the guts to bench Rodgers for the last two games and play Jordan Love?
I bet they don't. They should, but I don't think that they will.
I was so full of glee that I was going to watch a game Saturday night, Buffalo-Miami, in a blizzard, and it never happened.
Mm-hmm.
It did in the fourth.
I must have turned it off by then.
I think
The field was a little icy, not real good.
No blizzard.
Well, the referee had to tell the fans to stop throwing snowballs or they were going to get a penalty.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you see tomorrow? Did you see the next 5 days here? 6-4-2-0-4
That's right.
That's not a Powerball number.
Those are not lottery numbers.
Those are highs. You know what? That coat that I've been driving around with in the back
seat. You're
gonna
break it out?
I think I'm gonna have to wear that.
Ooh, it's getting elevated to the front seat.
Does that coat stay in there in the summer?
No, I move it. I air it out, hang it up.
Yeah. What is your rule? Christmas?
I try to make it to Christmas, but I'm not going to make it. Not with that cold.
Did you wear it inside the building today?
No, God, you park right in the lot here and run right in. You're not a problem. Not a problem.
Christmas until when? February 1st?
Well, you know, for years I went to Florida.
Oh, that's a good point.
I didn't even need a coat because I went to, but now, you know, I had a winter at home last year. I didn't mind it. I didn't mind
it. Well, he didn't have this winter. This is shaping up to be a bad one.
Yep.
Is it going to be cold?
Well, plus, aren't we supposed to get a Calcutta Clipper on Wednesday?
That comes down and around.
Yeah,
and
swings up.
Swings up.
Yeah, but the snow, one nice thing about the snow, when it's too fluffy, you can just go, you can blow it off the sidewalk.
That's true.
Just go. You don't even have to do this. You know, you can blow it off the sidewalk.
That's right. You don't have to do this.
No, you don't. You can just huff and puff.
Speaking of the Bills, I thought of you because Bills head coach Sean McDermott, you know, in his post game scrum,
he's a grumpy fella.
Yeah, I like him though because he's grumpy enough. But he was asked about the ending of the game because the Bills kicked a field goal in a tie game to win it at the end of regulation. And he celebrated their running back, Devin Singletary, for not scoring a touchdown with 30 seconds to go.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You know, so they could kneel on it, run out the clock. And I thought, that's interesting. Yeah. We're going to celebrate that he didn't score a touchdown.
Well, you're going to celebrate the fact he had somebody's. You celebrate the fact that if it had been a different game, Devin Singletary would have been aware enough not to try to throw a lateral back to the quarterback who had the ball 5 minutes ago.
Right.
You know,
right.
He would have celebrated. What do you think it's like?
Why are they playing all the games next week on Saturday?
There's a couple on Sunday.
There's three games on Sunday.
That's Christmas, Joe.
But
remember Christmas?
Yeah. Isn't Christmas Eve more sacrosanct than Christmas Day?
Not anymore. We don't give a damn anymore. We kind of broke the mold here. They never played on Christmas Eve, and they played one here, and now they don't care. They just play on Christmas Eve. We don't. You know, remember when they didn't play sports on Good Friday?
We gave
that up a long time ago.
That's true.
Yeah, Good Friday. It's a good game. You can draw good. It's Easter weekend.
Friday.
Oh, that crowd.
Good Friday.
For the Vikings-Giants will be a tuned-up crowd on Christmas Eve.
That's noon, though, right?
Oh, yeah. That's a noon.
Noon.
Oh, a Christmas Eve
nooner.
It won't
be as good as the 2 p.m.er, though, when they were
that 2 p.m. would be more dangerous.
You know my advice to you? Don't go to that game.
I don't go to their game.
Because you don't want to run into another drunk dad.
No, I get in trouble with them. Yeah. Hey, I think we had six guys at the game yesterday. I don't think we need me, so.
Strip sent six?
At least five. Well, wow. At least five. They got three beat writers, and then they got two other guys, so. So they got plenty of help. I just get to, watch it on television when I'm interested. That's the way to go. Yep.
Wilder playing nicely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Five in a row. The Ruskies could win the Hart Trophy. He's right there with McDavid. Mm-hmm. And the Wild's playing better than the Oilers. Mm-hmm. The Oilers is kind of a flop of a team. And the guy in Toronto's really fallen off. Matthews, he was, he had 60 goals last year. He's not. The guy's amazing. He can even play with Sam Steele. Mm-hmm. Who the hell is Sam Steele? He's, he goes, gets the first one yesterday, and then he gets two assists. He's one of the best players in the world, no doubt about it.
They got to get his whole family over here.
They got him cheap too. They got him cheap too. Yeah. Well, how much of his family came with him?
Well, I understand his parents still live in Russia.
Well, I think he was home. Well,
get him over here and buy him a house and stay out of here. What's the like? It's Russia. They're commies.
But maybe they're far from Ukraine and aren't paying attention to the nonsense that's going on. Boy, I hope it's true that guy's falling down the steps urinating on himself and is about to drop dead. Wouldn't that be great?
No, he didn't urinate on himself. That was a number. He did a number two.
A number two?
Oh, yeah,
okay,
boy.
Okay. Yeah. You know when I saw that?
How'd you
like
to be the guy who had to clean that up?
No. You'd have to do it gently, that's for sure. Did you ever watch The Death of Stalin, the movie?
No.
Oh, God, watch it.
Yeah.
It's satire. It's fantastic. It's about they find Stalin dead, and Khrushchev's one of them, and all the guys, they got the characters trying to lobby to become the next premier, and it's funny.
You know, Khrushchev was the mayor of Moscow.
I did not know that.
Well, I only learned that from reading Tom Rob Smith's trio of books in Russia, Child 44.
Red Notice.
Secret Speech and Agent 22. And one of them we learned that Nikita was the mayor of Moscow.
Well, they got great character actors, though. Buscemi's in it and a bunch of the other guys.
Did you see the ads for this movie, Glass Onion?
No.
This is the one with
Daniel Craig.
Yes, yes.
And it says it's on Netflix. Can you just say it, talk into your microphone and watch that?
When it starts. Yeah, Netflix doesn't charge you for any movies yet. They're the only one. The rest of them are.
I watched an episode of The Lincoln Lawyer.
Yes.
That's a Michael Conley character.
Yes, yes.
Episode two.
There was a movie with McConaughey. I liked that character better than this one. But I watched Lincoln Lawyer. Yeah.
You watch every one of them?
Yeah, they're okay. Huh. They're not great, but they're okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, I had something really profound. Oh, how about our Timberwolves on a night scoring 150, the most they've ever scored.
Go ahead.
Against the Chicago Bulls.
Why can't they do that every night?
How about D'Lo? D'Lo can't. All of a sudden, D'Lo can't miss a shot. Yeah. Couldn't make a shot. Didn't give a damn.
Who's D'Lo?
D'Angelo Russell.
Oh yeah,
you got that the guy. D and the low.
Yeah, you got
except
D'Lo.
We used to call him No D'Lo because
he didn't like to play defense.
Guy. But they're letting Edwards handle the ball, and D'Lo's just running around making threes.
Did you see the dunk he had, Edwards?
Yes.
That kid is an athlete.
He's an athlete.
Boy, I missed that. I don't know how I did.
150. Here was the quote of the week, though, by a...
They play tonight. They got the Dallas in town.
I think I might go. Yeah. You know, the quote of the week, though, was Finch after the game last night.
Okay.
And they were talking about playing without Cat and blah, blah, blah. And he said, we're moving the ball. Maybe we're going to have to put him in the corner more often.
Oh, boy.
So he's basically saying our $30 million guy who would just have him shooting threes down there in a corner so he doesn't screw up the operation.
Wait a minute. You got Dallas here tonight.
And two nights.
You got Dallas here Wednesday night.
You know what happened, Joe?
No plane. We had that thing called, couldn't get a plane.
We didn't. We had that thing called COVID, right?
Yeah.
And they did. They had the schedule that way. So they'd play two teams.
To save on travel.
You know, yeah, that was, but they didn't, that was for health reasons.
Quarantine.
Right? They didn't
like
want
that.
Them flying as much. And then they said, wait a minute, that saves us a lot of money. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, rather than flying off and then flying back here. So there's about three or four instances of that this season where you play a team back to back. Yeah. I don't think hockey's doing that yet, are they? I don't think so.
No.
All right.
I missed the bubble. Remember the bubble?
That was fun. But I didn't like it.
You didn't like the bubble?
I wasn't a big bubble.
Not a bubble guy.
No.
No. Every day you go by there and there's bubbles.
Right.
Geez, a relative of mine, I'm not going to go name, came up with this, what is it? RSV or RVS?
RVS.
I guess it ain't good.
Or RSV. No, you're right. It is RSV.
And it's very, you can get it.
Is this an elderly person?
No.
Oh, boy.
She's in fine shape, But wow, I get you hoop. I wouldn't
was
like
the
it.
Kid at home?
I mean, I don't want to get into it. No, not a. It's not a kid, but it's not an elderly person either.
Well, is
but
the person
all I'm
at
saying
home?
Is it's easy to pass on. I guess.
Hope you don't have it.
No, I don't.
Because then
it.
I'd get. It.
I haven't even seen this person.
All right, don't.
No.
Stay away.
I'm saying is it's too much hooping.
Yeah.
Too much coughing, man.
Well, now don't we have, what did they call it I saw this morning in the news?
We got another one?
The triple-demic.
That's an old term.
Is that old?
You got your flu, your RSVP.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that meant this is our third trip through
and you got
the
your
pandemic.
COVID. No, you got your three deals going on.
I got the three, I got the flu shot, and I got the fifth, the last booster, I got that. Hmm. But I did not. There's nothing for the RSV, right?
No, nothing. RSVP.
Yeah, wow.
No,
so anyway.
It's different. Anyway. Joe, I'm seeing that the triple-demic only goes back to November.
Well, my point being the term has been used for about the last couple of weeks.
Okay, I gotcha.
The term triple-demic.
See, that's when you combine
Boy, whoever came up with that must feel like a real smarty aleck.
I bet it was Fauci.
Fauci.
Triple-demic is what happens when flu, RSV, and COVID cases collide.
What if you get all three of them at one time?
You're
Are
in
you
trouble.
In trouble?
Well, then you're in the triple-demic.
You got a triple-demic.
Well, good luck out there, ladies and gentlemen, at the holidays. And I suppose they're telling us to wear the mask at family gatherings, huh?
Including while you eat.
I'm not going to.
I'm done.
No, neither am I. No. Yeah, I don't want that RSV, though, because you're too much coffee.
There is a lot of coffee.
Yeah, I don't like a lot of coffee because it's hard to sleep if there's a lot of coffee.
I think the candidates for that are kids because they develop no immune system.
I can't believe I found this.
What?
Guess what I found cleaning out my backpack.
I don't know.
The list!
What is that?
Royce doesn't like.
Oh, put RSVP on there.
Now I got to add RSV to the list. All right,
where
here's
you can't lose that list.
No, I'm glad I found
stuff
it.
Stuff I didn't like. I don't remind me.
The stuff Royce doesn't like. Well, now we can add RS. Or is it RS? Just RSV?
Yeah.
Too much coffee.
Too
All
much
right.
coffee.
Things I don't like: fruit that squirts.
Right. Yes.
Camping.
Yep.
Sword movies.
Yep.
Road construction.
Yes.
Steps. I don't remember
like
steps.
Oh, I do. Steps. You don't like steps.
Down
steps are bad, man.
Okay, hold on. Group in sports.
Doesn't what? Like the word.
Oh, the word group.
The
in
word
sports.
Group. You don't like that word.
I was ranting about that the other day.
I know.
But this was 3 years
this
ago.
This was a while. This wow. would have been a while ago.
So you brought up group before.
Yes, right.
All right. Other things Royce doesn't like. Radon gas.
No.
S'mores.
Yes.
S'mores.
Well, how could that even come in?
I remember his s'mores.
Why would you even have been exposed to a s'more?
Why would you melt a marshmallow, for God's sake?
You'll remember what this stemmed from. Royce doesn't like Paperwork. Come on.
Something to do with getting a license? Or
vehicle.
Vehicle
selling
transfer.
The vehicle in Florida.
Yeah, I don't like paperwork. Right. Yeah.
I don't like monkeys.
Well, that's why you got rid of the car in Florida.
Monkeys are on there. Damn right monkeys are on there. If you ever go to Rock of Gibraltar, you'll hate monkeys.
You don't like monkeys.
No, I don't. They throw their poop at
that's
you.
That's right.
I don't like anything that throws their poop at
that's
me.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. I already said paperwork. I don't like Mr. Pillow.
That was a long time, but that was probably before he went completely nuts.
Here's another one that Royce doesn't like. Measuring basements. I don't like measuring basements.
Why in God's name did that come up?
I don't know. What
I think, was that due to the...
After the flood,
I
probably.
Think the flooding
when you
issue.
Were trying to empty the sump pump out with a glass.
No, that was the last near flood.
Yeah. I don't like meth.
Yeah, I don't either. I'd have to add that
meth
to my list.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know, but it's bad for the teeth
oh,
from
bad
what
teeth.
I can tell.
Oh, I think you saw somebody at a doctor or something with the bad choppers.
Yeah, they meth. It's bad for the teeth. I don't mind you having meth, but I hate bad teeth.
Yeah.
I don't like Zoom press conferences.
Yeah,
so this had to be during the pandemic.
That was during the pandemic.
Yeah.
We've only got four left here. I don't like IL, not DL. That's the baseball term.
Yeah, yep. Injured list instead of disabled list.
You like IL better.
I like DL.
DL.
Oh, DL.
What the hell's wrong? You think there's some guy who's been in a wheelchair his whole life who's going to be upset because you say Byron Buxton's on the disabled list instead of, if it wasn't for that trauma, he'd just jump right up and walk across the room.
This guy's a one-man wrecking crew.
Yes.
I don't like swinger parties.
How did that come up?
I don't know. Never been to
You've
one.
You've not been to one.
How do I know? I don't
know. Maybe you'd like it.
That would hurt the game of flaws.
I think if there was an odd number, I probably don't like them because I'd be the guy sitting over in the corner, watching everybody else walk into.
I went to a swinger party where there's seven people.
There was an odd number.
And I'm the guy that ended up sitting on the couch watching TV.
All right, two more. I don't like gender reveal parties.
I don't either.
You could get killed.
Well, that's because we killed Grandma.
Yeah. Grandma died.
Down in Iowa. And last but not least, I don't like stiff athletes. And I don't remember who that was in relation to. Not very fluid. I don't like stiff athletes.
Put RVS on there.
Oh, my God, I will.
Or RSV, whatever
all
it is.
Right.
We got to bust this out every once in a while.
Yeah, don't lose it.
I will not lose it.
Yeah, keep it so you can add to it.
RSV.
There's other things that,
I don't like
too
Mr.
much
Pillow.
Coughing.
Don't like that.
I knew I should have added why it originated on the list to begin with, because the stories themselves are great. So measuring basements had to be flooded related.
That'd be the flood.
Yeah.
Hey, are you working Friday?
This Friday?
Yes.
Yes.
Then I can wish you boys all a Merry Christmas on Friday instead of today, right?
That's right.
Yeah, you're going to be on Friday.
Yeah, I'll be on Friday.
All right, that's enough.
Damn, we were entertaining today.
I think so.
You people aren't paying enough.
Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. University of Michigan QB J.J. McCarthy makes bold predictions but doesn't fulfill them, and Ohio State kicker Noah Ruggles misses an opportunity to etch his name in Buckeye lore. Fans love their teams and the players, that is, until they don't. When it comes to finger pointing, you'll find no greater antagonist than the fan. Why? Because it means more to them, or so they believe. As a former player, nothing angers me more than armchair Charlies accusing the teams of overlooking opponents or blaming players for providing bulletin board material. But leading up to the game, the fan is the one talking the most, boasting the most. When the team is winning, it's a lot of we talk. But when the team loses, it turns into they lost. You will never know what those moments feel like because you didn't put in the work to earn those feelings from those moments. That's the great thing about being part of a team. You win as a team, you lose as a team. We cry, we console our brother. We don't point the finger, we go back to work, back to the early morning workouts, the hill sprints, back to the bloody noses and broken bones. Why? Because it really means more to us. Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. BetOnline.net is your number one source for sports betting info, stats, news, and analysis. Get the latest odds and trends for every professional and amateur league out there. From football to basketball to soccer and esports, we've got it all at BetOnline.net. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. We're always the fastest and easiest way to get your betting fix. And don't forget BetOnline for NHL, MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
95% of Uber Eats orders are on time, which is great. Because the only thing I care about more than football is spicy pepperoni pizza for kickoff. But on the off chance your order is late, Uber Eats will give you 3 months $0 delivery fee with a free Uber One membership. Now that's a spicy offer.
On time claim based on latest arrival time shown after order is placed. Offer ends 2/19/2023. Current Uber One members not eligible. Subscription will auto renew at $9.99 each month, starting 3 months from initial enrollment. See uber.com/Uber One for terms. Benefits available only for eligible stores. Order minimums apply.